प्रणाम था। मुझे देर नहीं थी तो वो मिली थी हाथ जो देर में गुरु I took both hands. At once I went out. My father at that time, half sister was calling. I took no answer, but he is answer. Half sister, right? Go there. And he told us, who is coming, who is coming? At last, I called again. Called Srimad Bhagavatam. Like the latest of the day. So he, Antarjami,
it's like the super soul in the heart.
Everyone. Why? Because he knows the heart of Krishna. And Krishna is the Buddha. So he knows. Why he thinks that we have told Srimad Bhagavatam somehow. And I'm
listening. It's not really.
And it is not a very. क्या होगा? हैं? कौन जमुना? कौन जमुना? ले ब्लड, ब्लड हो चुका है बेटा। वहाँ पर आप मत ले, इसको ब्लड दे। बाला का क्या? इस चापू डालने बेटे। आप आपने समझेंगे नहीं? कोई आएगा तो कहता हूँ अभी रख दो तो इसका राधा जी को कृष्ण को दे दो जा राधा कृष्ण को परा तो ये थिंकिंग दैट दिस टॉपिक इज सो मच हाई सो ग्रेट सो डीप that anywhere in any epic up till now has not been described. So, his limit is based on vision that what you have told people to do. I want to hear again and I want to have idea of your life, of your life move. I want to. Not only to know, very much different between knowing and realizing. And it can be realized only by the realized soul. Only a jnani person cannot make any person realize. So you are realized solely about this rest of the it has not been explained anywhere else other than have a great to know and to realize all this. So you can only do because you are only authorized person, qualified to do. Another person is not authorized, qualified to do. So by praying this, within our this other thing is love. Iksham Sukh Ubhaja. Iksham Bhagavato Gupta Gupta Vasashti Peshala Jaho Virahayavan Virahayam Tapam तदंतु उपस्थिता सिता यह रातीला फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग अप लास्ट एंड इन दी लीला ऑफ महाभाव not less than Mahabharata. Because Anurag cannot reach here. Anurag means Yajyasoda, Nanda Baba, and the Sakha. They cannot also reach here. So it begins from Mahabharata and goes up to last thing. That is any conception. Conception of Mahabharata. Anything a little everything you can. Not conception, any idea, any jnana, knowledge.
And then the only one who has Mahabharata are the gopis and
then, in this world, only sadhana bhakti can be done. And after that, to some extent, bhava, sadhana bhakti and bhava. But the most matured state of bhava is not somehow possible in this physical body, this material body. Even bhava cannot, full bhava cannot be in this. Only some extent. What is called sadhana bhakti? All sadhanas are not called sadhana bhakti. It has a special definition. When sadhana is done to udayakarana, awaken bhava, then it is called sadhana. If there is any sadhana to please, it is not sadhana. Because it is not part gaining power. It can make a platform. But this should not be called. We are at the temple. To do sankirtan or chant to hear, it will not be called sadhana. If it is not part awakening bhava. If you are doing kirtan here, so that so many gatherings should come here. And they should praise my all these things. I am doing Janmashtami with a very vast scale. There are so many things to see. What is called? Exhibition. And so, for this tradition, less persons and devotees are coming and seeing, going and seeing this. We are now satisfied. And we have fulfilled. We are fulfilled. Safalta?
Exactly.
We are satisfied. Is it called our kirtan and saman and then anusthan for bhava bhakti? Understand? If here there are low classes of adhikari, not good qualified, I should not tell this. So I don't want that unqualified person to be here. Then if she thinks that what Rupa Goswami has told in Bhaktivinoda is saying that through these functions, what is that term? You know?
Bahu-arambha.
Bahu-arambha. There is a word. Should not be done. praise is coming, wealth is coming, so all persons are coming, everything is coming, and bhava goes deep. Anywhere else. So, our pattern should be life Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and life Jiva Mangala. One is to attain Rasa. If you are chanting in Harina, remember it is Krishna. It will not be unfruitful. It will certainly be a samsara. And we see it, and we realize it. So much wealth comes, so much wealth, so much reputation, so much. We can do so much everything. So it is not hard. It is hard. It will not be hard. When we especially care for obtaining that kind of power in one way, one way, one
way. Yes, single mind.
It's in one point.
One is for power, not for other things. Then we can obtain how or may not. If Krishna and his but associations are so much, so much, being so hard, sadhan bhajan, yet it is too durlabha. It is too durlabha. Bhavakti is too durlabha. Sadhan bhakti is not too durlabha. Bhavakti is too durlabha. So it should be one point. How seeing how and going in this state in north. Then how? If there are someone things easily, this bhakti Samana Kirtana Smaran can be easily, it can give Vaikuntha bhakti and everything. But how can it? How? Then, by chance, by a person, good person, by the associations of Krishna and by Krishna, if bhava is attained, then bhava bhakti will, at that time it will fall, then it denotes, it refers to prema bhakti. Otherwise, it is not bhava. If you refer to Brajabhakti, Prima Bhakti, Prima Bhakti means Brajabhakti, you are not referring. And your bhava has come and your rati has come. But it can go to Vaikuntha. It can go to lower than four mukti, you know. Sarupya saloka. It can. If you have not one point to go to prema bhakti and braja bhakti, you can direct your bhava back to Mathura, also to Dwarka, also to Ajodhya, also to Ajodhya. So our bhava bhakti should be one pointed. And sadhine bhavive jaha, siddhite paive jaha. What you will think at the time of sadhana, you will have that thing in sadhana. No? So we should have made our bhav so that, because this is abhas of prema bhakti, bhav, rati, the rays of Son. Prem rupi son. So, in five rasas, and especially in Sringar or Madhurva, there are so many branches, lakhs and lakhs branches. Where do you go? What branch you will have to have? So somehow you will have to decide it. These are three points by which we can have a reality. I'm not telling of man. By reading books in here and you can do jnana. But not a realization. At the time of how, you have to know by any Vaishnava how to make our bhakti mixed with bhav, vibhav, sattvic, dharicharya. So what we will think in bhav, we can achieve in the same thing. Only we stay unripe and ripe. So everything should be cleared here. When it is cleared, then comes Prem. Prem is immortal. But what we see in this world are everything is mortal. This is this upakhyan of Srimad Bhagavatam. Christian gopi, different things, and loving affair to each other. When you will think anything of prem, you will think of only mortal prem. Krishna took the hand of gopi, but everything is above prem here. The sar of prem, essence of prem is sneha. Essence of sneha is man or pranay. After that, sneha, man, pranay, rag, then anurag, then bhav and mahabhav. The sarup of Srimati Radhika is of mahabhav, and the sarup of all gopis are mahabhav. Nothing material, no space there, somewhere the mortal things can exist there. Understand? Yes. So it is beyond all this. Here, Ragni, at first we should take prem. What is prem? In definition we see that prem Shuddha Sattva, Shuddha Sattva. Comes in fully. Sandra, Sandratma. Sandratma nane? Deep.
Condensed.
Condensed is prem. This is the sarup of prem. At that time, mamata towards Krishna becomes too much. And the bhav mood of mamata, missing something, makes so much dilute heart.
Melting.
क्या इसी का प्रेमर डिफिनेशन था सम्यक मत्संयितो स्वान्तः ममता अति चांकितः भावसान्द्रात्मा एव
विधेयतेन
विधाय प्रेम विधेय इफ देयर इज अ प्रेम बट नॉट हार्ट मेल्टिंग दीज आर कमिंग Like Kadamba.
Where is that standing?
Everything is coming out. Ashtakta Gita. But heart is not melted. Then you should think that it is Rasa Dushta. Actually, no bhav, no prey. Rasa bhav or Rasa Dushta. Heart should be melted by passing mamata. Mamata is secondary thing. It is tatastha lakshan. Understand? Tatastha lakshan. And sarup lakshan is sandratma. Sandratma means prem has come up to the stage of sneha. Loving to Krishna. This love, affection is your sandrasa. And mamata comes automatically. And then it develops, this body cannot tolerate. Then goes to man, me, man, prana, rat. Then our chitta vritti, our
consciousness.
It's quite colored in red. Anurag. That is called rag. Then a cotton, fresh cotton, is given in very deep red color. And if everything, every part, its atoms are also
colored red,
then it is called rag. And then, one color, and again, minute by minute, it is new color up coming. Then it is called and to the extreme of this anurag, it is called bhav. When anurag goes away in such a state, that it is called svayam sambeddha dasa and comes up to Javad Asya Vritti, then this anurag is called Mahabhava. All the gopis are of same Mahabhava. What is Swastam Vidya Dasa? If anyone knows himself only, no other knows, it is called Swastam Vidya. If any fact, only you know, others don't know. Swami, yourself. Vedya mane, to know. Here, they are not telling to us, but they are telling about anurag. When anurag extends himself, after the last point of anurag, and anuragi only can know Anurag. Only Anurag knows that. That is called for Samvitsaka. Some more clarification is needed. This is Jiva Goswami is telling that this Anurag is only in Gopi, heart. Because Gopi's heart and their body, everything has been made by this thing. Like a clay pot is made of clay. So everything is clay. Mind, soul, eyes, heart, everything is made of Anurag. And Anurag is fully in Gopi. So gopis can know it. What gopis knows, that is called no other thing. No, the things of Dwarka or Mathura or anyone or Ajodhya, things of, because Anurag is not there. So, where Anurag is, by that Anurag we can know Krishna. How beautiful he is, how he is doing, how his bansi is doing, what his bansi tells, how he attracts whole world and to the heart, how his past times are so sweet. There are four kinds of special things in Krishna. Rupa Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, and Gopi only test them in extent. No bound. Bounding?
No limit.
No limit. If Dwarka Vasini, they will hear the sweet voice of Bhakti, but they will not be so much attracted as Gopi are. It is so sweet, but if comes hear the sweet voice of Bhakti, if he will be attracted or not. Why? Because he has no anurag. What one Raja has not even Sabdha. So a person who has no Sabdha, no bhav, no rati, no prem, no snare, if a man has something, it can hear something. So they will admire the sense of Dwarka, but they will not play Indra. They will feel same. How to play? Oh, all are things. How to be naked? How to live all others? Our children have grown so up. They are bound for their Gurujan. But gopis have so much anurag. That by hearing or seeing any of four, they become mad, and at that time they have no anything to think. Whether it is justice or injustice, nyaya or anyaya, or what is bad or wrong, they have nothing. Anurag is there. So to whom this anurag is found, only they can know this. How Krishna is so possible? So it is called as for Samvedya Dasa. Now Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur tells in different in philosophical terms so that we under all these qualifications. he can have some, become so lowered down himself, he finds this thing. He is telling that without anurag anyone cannot realize Krishna beauty, Krishna madhurya. If anyone has anurag, they can realize it. And the matter is this, that if it depends on the degree of anurag to realize the madhurya of Krishna. If the degree is low, then the relation will be low. If the degree of anurag is high, then their relation will be high. If it is purna, a relation is purna. If it is purnatar, relation will be purnatar. And if realize is Purnatam, their realization also should be. It depends on Sangha. To know this, we should think also there are some points. Anything concerning? I will ask about this. And if you will not answer, I shall go out of room. Any of ladies also. Tomorrow I will ask. We should know it. It's not that what is happening. One ghanta hole yamra kri jyot phone. 45 minutes hole jyot. Wait, thank God. They call a brother. Only I will tell 35 because I am not. I want to finish this. Krishna Chakrati Thakur is telling only to know and to realize Krishna is so merciful, is so madhur, he is. Words are so sweet, he is so beautiful, and his bansi is so sweet, his wound, qualities are so sweet. Without anurag we cannot know, we cannot realize. This anurag manifests in three ways. तीन प्रकार से प्रकाशित होता है. फर्स्ट एज ए करण, कर्ता कर्म करण. कर्ता मैने सब्जेक्ट, कर्म मैने ऑब्जेक्ट, एंड करण मैने बाई नेम. आई कर्ता, मैंगो कर्म, आई एम ईटिंग मैंगो. Eating is kriya, verb. And I am eating mango by the help of knife. Cutting. This is karan. Karan means karta, karma, karan. This is what? Means.
Cause.
Cause. No? These things actually are needed to realization of that Krishna Madhuri. If there is anurag, by anurag we can test Krishna all Madhuri. If there is no anurag, then we cannot. Here is karan. Cause. Understand? proof on Raj, there is not on Raj, we cannot realize anything of that. So, on Raj here is cause of realization. And it depends on Sambit. At first, Sambit comes in the shape of Jnana, knowledge. And that knowledge, which Rasik Vaishnava turns into Rasa, and then it is called Bhav, mood. And it descends from prem to mahabhav, madan mudra. He is my son, this is only knowledge. No? But by seeing the son, there is son, mother is here, and milk comes out from her breast. Why it came? Why it came?
Because of affection.
Now that knowledge that he is my son has turned into mamata, neha. So living so much distance, 100 and 1,000 miles it may be. But here, milk comes, or tears are coming, only to remember by this, not by touching and feeling. Anyhow, when it touches in heart, so Jnana lifts here knowledge, and prem, sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav,
and even Lakshmi, Rukmini, Saptakama, and all kinds of Lakshmi. But to tell goddesses, Aspara, and worldly, beautiful lady. And he is telling that Rasa Lila is the best pastime of Krishna. Anywhere described in Vedic especially it is not worldly love. Krishna is master of Atmaram and Atpatam. Gopis are more Atmaram and Atpatam than Krishna. Also, Krishna has some wishes for himself to test, but Gopis have no taste at all, no smell of. Then when we think about Krishna, Krishna is more superior than Gopi. And when we see Gopis, then Krishna says that Gopis are more superior than Gopi. More superior, it cannot be decided. Not anyone can decide forever. Krishna only wants the happiness of Gopi, and Gopis wants. They are told also that these are the last. If as if it was in a moment came. neither Krishna nor Gopi. Even Krishna can understand that how it passed for us. The meaning is anyway. Don't try. In this lila, all the past time, what has been described in Govinda lila or Krishna Bhavanamrita, or the book of Krishna Karanamrita, Kavi Karna Puri. Everything has been Indol Lila, you know? Marriage with Lalita, Vishakha, and each gopi. And we cannot imagine even what past time is happening. So this is combination of all kinds of past time. So this is best lila. It is only for Sukadeva. The devotee is like Sukadeva. Not for others. To remember. It will come as a change. Not by trying anything for that. This we will try, but this lila will not come. Then, at the end, it will come. So, it is for the devotee, for remembrance, like Sukadeva Goswami, like devotee like Shankar, devotee like Parvati, and devotee like more advanced. Uptam Mahabhagavata. It will not come in Kanishta Uttam. They can only try and pray for this lila. But then can something as it will come in their heart. And some adhikari, that is like chant, it will come. And only those persons who have attempted praying, they have left this physical body and everything. No smell of any anastha. And having the taste for this, like Guru, Raghunath, and in the shape of Manjari is Mandi, Astati. And they can say, and they can say in this. Shankar tried for this lila, putting that. Arjun tried, they fell. They were expelled from that way. So we should imagine how this rasa lila is. So he is telling that. First word is Itham. Itham means like this. Itham means like this. But this like as he has told in last chapter. What he has told? Two face alaha. Pacha, Pesalaha, Gopis, heard the Vata Supesana. Vata means so sweet Vatsana. Not only sweet, Supesala. Supesala means
so charming. Charming, most charming.
This is outward meaning. Supesala. Meaning that given in word?
Most charming.
This is out artificial meaning. Supesala means to make like this. What is it?
Mix.
No words for in English for this word. Only you have to understand. Supesala means you know avahitta? Avahitta you know? You not remember. You know? He then moves. As to tell anything, hiding something, but it is more than apparent. And so sweet. Krishna told them, when you can do this is to pay Sala. Having so many meanings, one are some hidden, some half unhidden, and some unhidden, so many meanings. Why you can hear? What is the meaning? Krishna wants. Then it frankly, very bad. Can they say this? Why they have come? If you were there, and Krishna is telling why you have come. Can you tell why you have come?
No.
This is not a fact that it can be for me. So, why you have come? Gopis ask Krishna, why you have called? Only they told. Why you have called me? Krishna can tell apparently why he has called? He cannot call. Because there are so much hidden mood and fact that anyone cannot say. But both know. Gopis are also knowing and Krishna. Five called and five there. They are silent. And these things are supesala. So sweet, so many meanings, so many things by hearing this, so many books are coming like web. Coming and falling and again coming and falling. So many books are coming. Constantly. What is that thinking? Krishna is saying, Krishna is some muskura rahe. Pagadi pari? Yeah.
Kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote
kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama gote kama uttering. They are told by eyes only. Krishna speaks. They are not answering by mouth, but they are
by their face,
eyes, and the color of face is changing by love, by affection. All these. Because he tells, oh, you are silent. But I'm not a quality of a judge. Then Krishna is telling, Rashmi, Gopis are somewhat at that time hearing this, try to smile, but they observe in themselves. Why Krishna is telling all these things? What is it? What is the mood of Krishna? Why he is telling? He is testing me, testing us. Or what is idea? They are watching us. Then Krishna told them, oh yes, you have seen me. Return. You have come comfortably. Swagatam.
Welcome.
Welcome. I see there must be some disturbance in Braja. That is why you have come upstairs. Krishna Sar and Deacon for Braja. The ornament in this necklace was there, sitting. And that some of them has one eye kajal, not in other. Their belt is dragging in earth. And they are upset. So, anything anamayam in praja. Anamayam means perhaps any demon. Demon has come and disturbed praja. It is the fact. Gopis are. Then he asked, you have come to see the beautiful scenery of praja. What is it? So brief. Kakus are singing in fifth sounds. May you kakus pick up for dancing? Dali chameli dui kadamba. All present. You should at once return to your home. Because your husband died. They are not taken there. The sadam. Cops are trying to take me. And cows are doing hunkar as milk has not been taken. So they are killing on the food. Gopis are only hearing from I not far from here. It means, what is the meaning? They are not hearing from here, but only hearing from I. What Krishna is telling, not going. Only they are watching the face and notes of. These are two pesala. These are three words of Krishna. Again he told, if you are not going and cutting your husband, it will be a very bad scene. In this world also and that world also. The person says, that is it. And this is certainly a very bad thing. Whether this husband is good or bad, lame or anything, so much poor, we cannot do anything ugly. Yet, commences are they were thinking. These are very sweet gopis are thinking, why Krishna is for you? Most are coming and going. These are the people. After that, when it was not end, Krishna met anyhow with gopis. After that, gopis blamed Krishna that why you told me us to go out. Then Krishna told that, to go, I have not told you, you are told, but I have told that go away, the night is dark. There are both, there are so many wildly beasts, and you should serve your husband. Slightly he is refused. I have not told. I told Abhor Ratri. Abhor Ratri means a lightning night and Purna Chandra. I told, not Abhor but Abhor I told. And Abhor which means a only deer, only
rabbit.
And the only my sheep of Kokil. And I told you that you should serve your husband. Please your son, husband. Because I am husband of a husband of a whole, not only to you, of whole world. Whether they should be female, male, beast, anything. I am husband of husband of husband of all. So I have only two husbands, that husband, that myself. So these are two different words.
Crooked, sweet words.
Again? Gopis ask so many questions, nine questions, good questions, you know. Gopis. What Krishna answered was also to say so sweet, but crooked word, very pleasant word. Krishna told in answer the substance and power and substance of that, that I had not gone to believe there with you. I cannot believe you. I was with you, but you are not, because you are blind in affection and love. I was there, waiting to hear you all. But not in front, I was in back. But in back, you had no time to see in back. And here and there. So I was not anywhere else. I was not oversight and out of sight. And especially, but this act of your hand, I am dead forever. And this only sweet word conquered Gopis. Gopis wanted to conquer. What is that another word, conquer? Defeat. But Gopis told me. By this word, the actually defeat. Because he wanted to defeat you by that you were our Guru Drohi. And especially Krishna told the second thing. But that if anyone loves or not love, but if anyone loves, whether sons or daughters or any disciple does not love Gurudev or father and mother, yet they love him. And in this category there are two. First,
those who are merciful and those who are affectionate like parents.
But you are not affectionate like parents. You are above this. And you are only gopis are in this category. Whether I do love or not. So I am effective for effort. And especially you have, by word, you have that. Agree. You have confessed that. So we think that Krishna is Bhagavan. But gopis are not feeling that Krishna is Bhagavan. Why Bhagavan? Sukadeva Goswami is realizing this fact that Krishna is Bhagavan. He is saying that Krishna has become less and less and thousands of as gopi were. Sukadeva Goswami is feeling in his heart that Krishna became so much. Not like a Kaidu. In Kaidu, if anyone takes hand up, all Kaidu to hand up. But here, Krishna became so much. He thinks his was in exponent. That what here Krishna is dancing, having hands here. One doing like this, one in other form. Lacks of lacks Krishna with lacks gopis in lacks, most and lacks and substance. Activity. So it is not like Kaidiva. Sukadeva Goswami is not saying that only one Krishna is going to all gopis. Because it is Bhagavata. Gopis are not feeling like Srimati Radhika is not like seeing this. She is saying that, oh, he is with me also and he is with me. When I see towards her, he is there also. So he, Krishna is one. He is not more. If gopis are seeing that Krishna is with all gopis, it will be as one. Radhika is saying that when I see all gopis, but a gopi sees that Krishna is with me only. Not with Radhika, not with other, not with that, not with that. So he became full of but any gopi has no wonder at all, no kandhra,
nila
kandhra, understanding. So, in wonder itself, words came out. Bhagavata. Gopya. Gopya sutva sutayasa. Sukadeva Goswami is saying as if they are standing before them. Why is he saying like those? So, because he is samadhi. The sense that he has grand rush, and not grand rush, but far away he is in the and he was out of his worldly senses there. And feeling that. I am in Vrindavan, I am in the Jamuna, and rush is there. And see, he is watching, and thinks of these things as a fact was going on in his eyes. No? He heard all these things, what I told before, and he saw that all the gopis, oh, jahar jahau virahajam satam. Jahau means to be. Jahau. They wash their all pap. Pap means misery. Not misery.
Burning
heart. How? By that Supesala Vacha. So, Supes Karma and sweet, charming words. Especially by three words. That is, I am his teacher. I cannot be curing.
I cannot be out of there. Cannot be saved.
This. And I was always with you. When Krishna met them, they saw that Krishna had met us. And there were people lived there. But they had a fear that again Krishna may go. And he can go. But Krishna told that I will never leave you. And I was with you. You are not saying by blinding your eyes by love. You are blind. Premantha. You are premantha. So you said. So I was not. They are alive on that. So that part also went away. And part also went away because when they were sitting on the wells of Gopi, and one Gopi put her hand, his hand, in their hand, some took his next hand here, some took the feet of Krishna on their heart. Someone getting too much nectar and poured the nectar from eyes from a distant place to Krishna. They were doing abhishek, you know, by sweet eyes. And Krishna was smiling somewhat, and he was seeing from the corner of that gopi. By this, all the stars, they become so sweet. Tada anga upasita asita. Tada anga. Here Krishna anga. Tada anga means Krishna. But they took Krishna hands on their body. On their heart, Krishna face they took. And it was so sweet and so tanda. That it made Gopi's heart so much. That is that means. Like the touching of Krishna anga. It may be that Krishna has what? Embraced them. Anyhow, that aligned with Krishna all. And by sweet words, by sweet looking, by his mouth, by his confessing, everything, gopi, all kinds of stuff. And this was artist of Krishna. Artist means a blessing. Art, Krishna is blessing to gopis by these things, by words and deeds. It may be that gopis have given ashish to Krishna, blessing. Why Krishna has called them? To face to the wishes? No? So gopis came and fulfilled all the wishes of Krishna Indra. So here, gopis are giving blessing to Krishna here. And Krishna is taking blessing of gopis. It also denotes by this word. Here also, there are so many things which Jiva Goswami has told that Jiva Goswami are special things. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur both has confessed this fact. We cannot explain all these things. Realize this fact. But those are some things which cannot be written or cannot be told. So a rustic Vaishnava praying this pastime. This is prayer pastime. Pastime is not only past karma. It is like Purush Shakti. So it is Vyakti or how, dono prakar ka. It is Vyakti means? Both, you know, in that study, as what our karmas, karma, you know, our doing, have no personality, even no satchit ananda. But Krishna pastime has personality and it is called Yogamaya or it is called Sarup Shakti. It is a vritti of Sarup Shakti. Vritti, you know? When you are because I have given you so much. Because he was waited for me for 3 months.